Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. On Election Eve, we are hearing word that Donald Trump may make some sort of announcement tonight at a rally in Ohio that he's doing with the Senate candidate J.D. Vance. Of course, we'll be monitoring that and bringing you news as it happens. But first, not since the men of ancient Athens scratched their preferences on pottery shards has a Democratic election been freer or fairer than the one we saw in this country 2 years ago. That's what you have heard a lot. Joe Biden got more votes than any president ever, 81 million at least, and every single one of those votes was entirely real. There was no cheating of any kind. Every mail-in ballot belonged to a real person who voted just once. No drop box was stuffed. Nobody coached dementia patients in nursing homes to vote the Democratic line. Even Vladimir Putin somehow decided to stay out of that election. Tech oligarch Mark Zuckerberg did get involved. He spent $400 million to control the mechanics of the election. But for the very best reasons. Mark Zuckerberg wanted to keep voters safe from the deadly coronavirus. His reward is in heaven. And above all, in case you were wondering, voting machines around this country recorded the legitimate results with flawless precision. The machines counted each vote cast for each candidate and awarded those votes accordingly. Can you see the software that would prove that happened? Well, no, you can't. As with the body cam footage from Nancy Pelosi's house, you don't have the necessary clearance to see it. But you can know that electronic voting machines are 100% safe and reliable. And that's why government officials have told you again and again that the 2020 election was, quote, the most secure in American history. Believe it. And by the way, if you don't believe it, our advice is to shut the hell up, unless you want to be sued into bankruptcy or have the FBI interrupt your breakfast. So that, in summation, is the official media-approved view of our last election. It was perfect. Don't ask questions. So given that, we were a little surprised when we pulled up Politico this morning. Politico is the publication that helps control the rest of the media on behalf of the Biden administration. We are surprised to discover that actually voting machines are not safe at all. Electronic voting machines, Politico told us, are in fact easily hacked and manipulated, which is why real countries like France have banned them and use paper ballots instead. Quote, there are real risks, Politico told us, that hackers could tunnel into voting equipment and other election infrastructure to try to undermine Tuesday's vote. According to Politico, that's entirely possible because many states, quote, use wireless modems to transmit unofficial election night results to their central offices. These modems use telecommunications networks that are vulnerable to hackers, and malicious actors could exploit them to tamper with unofficial vote data, corrupt voting machines, or compromise the computers used to tally official results. Huh? Rigged voting machines? Fake vote totals? Underground tunnels to subvert modems? Isn't this the release the Kraken talk? Well, it is. And as of yesterday, it would have been regarded as insane, possibly criminal. It would have been an assault on our democracy. But things have changed. 24 hours before Democrats are expected to lose in the midterm elections, Politico is letting you know that elections are fake. And not just because of rigged electronic voting machines, by the way. There's an even bigger problem. Somehow, despite the best efforts of Google and Facebook, some of Joe Biden's critics have been allowed to speak in public. And that means it's possible that their dangerous opinions may have infected the minds of some confused and mentally enfeebled voters, tricking them into not loving Joe Biden. This is known in the business as misinformation. If left untreated, it can develop into a condition called disinformation. Watch CNN explain the difference. First, we learned that the voting machines are hacked. Woo! And then we learned not only do we have disinformation, but the disinformation is coming from inside the house. It's terrifying. On MSNBC, we learned that communities of color are suffering the most. Honestly, it's pretty easy to fool black men, says Stacey Abrams, whom we should remind you is not at all a racist. She's just keeping it real. Is Anderson Cooper a racist? Well, we can't say, but he is concerned that there are an awful lot of gullible Mexicans out there. Watch Anderson Cooper. Now, maybe we're giving him too much credit, but we didn't realize that Anderson Cooper hated Hispanics. We thought he loved them. Yet there he was in the tape we just played you, those damn Mexicans and their conspiracy theories. Which, if you think about it, is itself a kind of conspiracy theory. Anderson Cooper knows, because he's read it on Twitter, that non-white voters are rejecting the Democratic Party in record numbers. But why are they doing that? That's the question. We know they can't be thinking for themselves and drawing their own conclusions like adults. That's impossible. They're not capable of that. So there must be disinformation afoot. That's his conclusion. Of course, Stacey Abrams agrees, and she's no racist. This is what panic looks like. These are people who know they're about to get crushed, and they're desperate to pretend that they're not responsible for it. Voters don't hate us, honestly. That's disinformation. The Guardian newspaper announced today that if we don't eliminate freedom of speech in this country and impose more censorship to fight disinformation, voters might try to opt out of the current utopia, and at that point we'll have civil war. Quote, judges will be assassinated. Democrats and moderate Republicans will be jailed on bogus charges. Black churches and synagogues will be bombed. Pedestrians will be picked off by snipers in city streets. They printed that. Message, bottom line, Democrats absolutely cannot lose tomorrow's elections. That's their view. This cannot happen. So with that in mind, they're already preparing the rest of us for election theft, which if you don't want a civil war, you shouldn't complain about. You should just passively accept. ABC News posted a story tonight letting us know that a, quote, red mirage or an artificial GOP vote lead will likely reoccur on Tuesday. Early election night results might not indicate final tallies, and that's okay. In other words, to our readers, says ABC News, don't worry. John Fetterman's going to win.